magazine?
No, I know about the article on the crime, and I have it at home, but I have not read it.
Mm.
But we certainly know that it's a tremendous problem in the United States. Perhaps throughout the world, but certainly here.
It is not a problem. The fact there is disease and there is remedies. And as much as the disease is chronic, the remedy is also chronic. So, in the Western countries, do not mind, they are not trying to educate first-class men. And that is the thing. This advancement, technical knowledge, to have nice motor cars or big buildings, highways, this is very good. But this is not the aim of life.
No, material things should not be.
And they're missing the aim of life. That is it. The aim of life is not according to Vedic, but anyone. The aim of life is how to realize God. That is it. In the animal life or in other lives, less important than the human being, there is no question of God realization. The human life, the civilized human life, there is religion. It doesn't matter whether one is Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist. These are the principal religions of the world. So any civilized man must be inquisitive to know what is the original source of everything. That philosophy is there. It is called Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra, Parasya Bhar name, Vedanta philosophy. Veda means knowledge, and Anta means end. In the materialistic way of knowledge, they did not find any end. And they accepted that this is progress. But one must come to the end of the knowledge. What is the ultimate knowledge? So, generally, they are missing. What is the ultimate? We are searching after knowledge in so many ways. But what is the ultimate knowledge? The ultimate knowledge, Vedanta, means end of knowledge. End of knowledge means to understand the original soul of everything. Akhata Brahma Jityasi. The human inquisitiveness should be up to that point. What is the origin of it? Because human life is not a spot that the Western people are lacking that understanding. We are thinking that this duration of life, say for 50 to 100 years, that is all. No. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. That this body is not everything. We have to accept another body after death. Tatha dehantara prapti. As we are accepting different bodies in our this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age. This is the example. And after this world death, after this body is useless, then I accept another. And again, another chapter of life begins. And at my next life, next body, I am freed. Karanam gunasangam. Infection. It's like, so if I infect some disease, I am creating the disease. If I infect the smallpox disease, then I must develop that. How it is, that way working, that we cannot see. But if somewhere I am infected some disease, somewhere it will manifest. It will manifest. We cannot see. So, in this material world, there are three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. As we associate, we develop a type of body. So this kind means we do not get good attitudes. Naturally, that develops. And now these boys, they are also Americans and Europeans. They are getting good associations. And they are becoming free from all bad habits. We generally take bad character on the basis of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gang. So, they were habituated to all, because that is a system in the European American society. But now they are free. That is Professor Judas remark in his letter. Have you got that? Yes. He has written on book, Hare Krishna and counter culture, about our movement. Yes, read all our books. He has stored all the books. So he appreciates, many gentlemen appreciate. Even the biscuit class, they also appreciate. So this is a movement which is trying to create at least a structure to become first class. The first class man does not mean that he is nicely dressed or very rich or very opulent. Generally, of course, first class man means good parentage, good education, good looking, and nicely rich. That is the standard. But that may be first class position. But first class man is different. First class man means he is self-controlled in the mind, he is undisturbed, he is truthful, he is very clean inside and outside, he is very simple, tolerant, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge, and believe is God. This is first class. If there is no mention that he is rich, his beautiful body, or is educated, this is a result of education. Real education means that he is self-controlled. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, truthful, he'll speak truth in any circumstances. Even to his enemy, he'll speak the truth. And clean, and very simple, and tolerant. And any knowledge, he has got some, and strength over it. Ultimate knowledge, Brahma, he believes in that and he has Brahmajana Kriti Brahmana. This is first class. So it is not expected that everyone will become first class. But there must be a first class in the society, ideal first class. And they will be advised to the rest. These Brahmanas, they will not take part in politics. But those who are politicians, administrators, they should take advice from this person. How to rule, how to control, what is the idea? So the ruling class, they are called Kshatriyas. So, find out these words. Sama, Lama. Brahman Chasli.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
This is first class. The 10th class man.
Sauryam tejo dhitya dakshyam yuhej api apalayanam ganam ishvara bhavavcha shatram karma sabhavacham. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas.
Very simple. And the third class?
Krishi Gauraksya Manijam, Vaishya Karnava Sabhavajam, Paricharat Magam Karnava, Sudrasyati Sabhavajam. Farming, cattle raising, and business are the qualities.
I'm not capitalizing, that is.
Cow
protection.
Farming.
That's correct.
Yes. Farming.
Gauraksya. Go. They take it capitalism. I think I do have no, it is especially mentioned. Gauraksha. To see Gauraksha Manijam Vaishyakarma Svabhavam. And then?
Parisharatmakam Karma.
Sudhakarma. And to serve under somebody, that is Sudha. But at the present moment, people are being educated to serve under someone. Technology, one is very expert in some particular line of technology. Say, computer machine, you know how to operate. It's a big qualification. But unless he gets a job under some big establishment, diseases, he cannot live independent. The first class man will live independent. The second class man also will live independent. And the third class man, they will also live independent. Those who cannot live independent, they are first class. So at the present moment, we are simply creating fourth class. The fourth class man, they are prone to be degraded. If you don't raise them to become first class, they must degrade. That is the position of the present civilization. They are creating all fourth class man, and gradually they are degrading. So now, you should take up very seriously how you can create some first class. First class, second class, third class. If you simply remain at the fourth grade, technology means he has to serve under somebody. This industry, that is also the same thing. Hundreds and thousands of men are working. They are fourth class. And Shudra, just like formerly an Indian village, is still there. They are self-supported. Suppose there is a blacksmith. If you require some black iron instrument, you go there and you prepare immediately. So an oil crusher, extracting oil. So we were self-supported. Now these things have been taken in large scale, that is called industry. But actually these things are meant for the shudras. Fourth class. So the problem is that if we keep men fourth class or increase only fourth class men, so these things are automatic. The result of that. Therefore, in Western countries, everywhere, all over the world, the attempt should be how to create first class, second class, at least these two classes require. Good politicians, administrators, and good advisors. But this program we are placing before the world. This is Krishna consciousness. So, I would suggest that in your country you are resourceful. You can take up this moment very seriously. And it is not expected that 10% of the population will become perfect. But there must be ideal groups of first class, second class, third class, and the rest fourth class. That is.
It takes a great deal of discipline to try to achieve these ideals, and that's one thing that seems to be difficult these days. especially in young people, is having a sense of the need to get from the dawn.
It's
not horrible that they have no sense of discipline. You know, from what it means to be.
Now, how they can they're not trained? They're not trained. Not the very beginning. But being trained up, there is another four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. These are the training divisions. So, for the first class, second class, third class, they all the students, the trained up as Brahmachari. Student life. Brahmachari means celibacy. Being under the direction of the teacher and accepts all kinds of hardship under the teacher's or spiritual master direction. Till then, they can easily take it. If a child, a small child, asking by the child to take my shoes and keep it there, he'll immediately agree. He has no sense. Oh, he's asking me to take his shoes. He'll immediately agree. It means very rich man, sir. So this life is advised that a student lives just like a menial servant of the teacher or the spiritual master. And they agree. We have got good instances and he's coming from the first class family, Brahman family, or Kshatriya family, a Vaishya family, first, second family. So, even Shudra family, he can learn us. So, Brahmacharya. Then, if he can remain without wife, without opposite sex, then he continues to remain as Brahmacharya. This encourages, this process encourages to remain Brahmacharya. Don't take to sex life. It is entailed with so many difficulties. Practice to remain a Brahmacharya. You will save so much trouble. But if he is unable, the teacher sees, then he is allowed to marry. He is trained up, Brahmacharya. When he marries, he lives with wife under rules and regulations. Not like cats and dogs. And then, because he has previous training, at a certain age, he gives up family. That is called vanaprastha. Vanaprastha dhang vanam rajat. The vanaprastha life is accepted generally after 50th year. Not earlier. Then, the husband and wife travels all over spiritual, sanctified places. In India there are so many places. So in this way, there is no sex in the vanaprastha. Simply the wife remains as assistant. And she also practices austerities. And then, the husband, when he is fully mature, he sends wife back to his elderly children to take care of her. And he takes sannyas. So this is spiritual advancement. And in sannyas life, one is absolutely dedicated for the service of God. Yeah. In this way, his life becomes perfect. And according to his perfection, he gets next birth, in heart planetary system, the upper planets, planetary system, there is Swargalok up to the third class. And then above that, there are Janalok, Mahalok, Kapalok, Sattvalok, Brahmalok. And beyond that, there is spiritual world. So in this way, life becomes perfect. If once you can go to the spiritual world means no more accepting this material world. And so long we are in this material world, we repeat one body after another. And if we degrade ourselves to become cleaner, then we degrade to the hellish planet, down the universe. So, human civilization means, by nature's way, by evolutionary process, he has come to this body of human being. He should now decide whether he should remain in this chain of birth and death, or he should get out of it and go to this prison. This training. So, throughout the whole world, there is no such institution to study all this fact. They are going just like fourth class men. They have decided out of their own accord that there is no life after death. Young men say that there is no old age, but nature will not agree. If your next life is old age, that is natural. You cannot say, no, I don't believe. You believe and not believe, you will come. Similarly, you believe and not believe, your natural life is there. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out. Devina-sinja-thāri-hīrpa-māra-devu-nangyara tathā-dehāntara-prāti dīra-sattva-namayya.
As the embodied soul continually attaches in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
This education is required. America is resourceful and intelligent, and the movement is already there, Hare Krishna movement. People are appreciating ideally. So if we get little cooperation from the authority, we can push on this movement more solidly. So you are the chief of this city. If you are given some facility, then we can be useful to counteract this policy.
Well, we'd like to cooperate, and we certainly need a different approach, I think, because we're not being successful now. We're trying to...
No, this way you'll never be successful. It will degrade more and more. So, our process is very simple. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. That we chant, where is the letter? Professor Judas just read that.
I feel certain my book will help people both to understand the teachings of Krishna and of his descent as Chaitanya, and to realize how Krishna consciousness has transformed lives from drug-addicted hippies to loving servants of Krishna and humanity.
This is his study. He has written the book. So we can stop this. Provided we are giving the facility to Atma.
Yes.
So, are you thinking, just in front, there is a very nice house, big house. Do you have knowledge about this house?
No,
What is that building?
We're going to have a city hall. You have decided? Yes, about 2 weeks ago, actually, the council.
Is it not possible to use this house at least for some time for this movement?
I'm not sure what the time schedule is, but it's my impression that they were going to start remodeling it for city purposes later this year. It's about a $3 million project, both for the purchase of the land from the sister and the remodeling to make it suitable for various city needs. And then they're going to, the city is now located in 9 different locations, that is their facilities. And they're trying to incorporate them all in this one place. So people need city services, they can just go one place and get it.
But this is more important. City service is going on, but criminals are increasing. So why not give us little opportunity?
Well, I can certainly discuss this with the city manager and see how it can be worked out.
So if you get a good place and with the cooperation of the authorities, then our simple program is that, as Professor Gouda has remarked, drug addicted hippies, they have turned into devotees. We shall invite anyone to come and chant this Hare Krishna mantra and take prasadam. And we have, I began this movement in New York alone, and these boys gradually came to me. But my process was this, chanting and giving them prasadam. He is one of the original students here. So this process, very simple process, everyone will be able to accept it. Chant, dance, and take it. Within that process, everything. Then he'll understand. They'll read this book. They are practical examples. I am poor Indian, I did not drive them, neither am I. So, and now they have dedicated their life for this purpose. So I want to do it in a large scale.
Yes.
But I have no money. So if the authorities give me a place and for feeding them necessary food stuff, then I am sure it is. These 2 things I don't want any charges for my mantra, no. My mantra is open, Hare Krishna, and there is no charge for it. And I am not executing. I repair little clothing and 2 chapatis, that's all. Anyone can do. I thought Chicago is one of the important cities of the country. And when I first came and saw, this is it is better. So I thought that this house can be utilized. And in the beginning, can we invite anyone, especially young men, come here, live with us, at least for 1 week, and associate with the chanting, dancing, and we give nice prasadam. There is no difficulty. We can attend. And if the authorities give us this facility at least for 1 year, then we can talk apartment. They can see the result.
Would you use the facility then, the start of the center for all of the United States?
Oh, yes. Invite. As soon as they are gotten leisure hour, let them come. I leave it out for 1 week and see the result. They can be held forever, doesn't matter. But for experimental sake, they can come and live with us and associate with us. It is not difficult. And we invite everyone. We have no such discrimination. There is black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. No, anyone. It is universal. Because we consider every living entity is part and parcel of God. That is a fact. We are teeny gods, part and parcel. The same quality we have got in minute quantity. Quality is the same, quantity less. So, God is good. So, we are also good. But we have become bad under circumstances. That's why under infection one becomes diseased. So if we cure that infection, again we become good. So it is a curing process. It is not an external, artificial thing imposed upon somebody. No. His goodness is there. That's why generally a man is healthy. But by infecting some disease, becoming disease. So this material way of life is a kind of infection. So we have to cure that. And this is our problem. And it has become successful. So therefore, this problem of the country, I was this morning also lecturing that you take up this movement very seriously and save your country. And if you save America, I mean, you save the whole world. Because others have fallen. So you can do it very easily. That is my appeal to the authorities of the American administration. But I do not want it. For your country, man, for your misguided, youthful generation, you have to do it. That is my answer. Otherwise, there is no other thing.
According to national statistics, as far as curing drug problems and crime problems, it seems that social organizations that are supported by the town council, etc., are usually about 3% effective in case of cure of either drug addiction or crime. But as far as religious organizations are concerned, there are some that are 70-80% effective in cases that have been attempted to cure. So it's much as far as percentage cure. The process of introducing God consciousness is much more effective than some social reform or rehabilitation work or something like that.
Man, social reform will automatically come. The first class reform, especially the branch, if their advice is taken, then the other classes, the Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, they become automatically.
We're aware that the religious approach is more successful, and the mental health support for society here is funding the Reverend Perry, who's a black ordained Baptist Protestant, formerly a drug addict. he's been working out with especially with the blacks who have drug addiction, and he's achieved much more success.
Which person? Drug addiction has been helped by somebody.
They're saying that the administration is not against supporting religious organizations.
Yeah.
They give an example of one religious organization.
This is everything. Religious, social, political, philosophical, science, everything included. We can give advice for solving any problem. That's how we have got all these books. Practical. And in India there is political problem anywhere. But does not follow the standard way. Who will be the politicians? Here is the thing. What are the politicians? Second class. They are second thing class. What is that? Samudra Pira?
Yeah. Heroism?
Heroism.
Yes.
Soja Teja.
Sodyam Tejo Vitya Daksya.
Yudesha Palayana. A Kshatriya should be so tender. When there is fight, he must come out. Not that he'll sit down in his secluded place and poor man will fight. No, he should come forward as leader. Come on. And then Sasi. Yudesha Palayana. Formerly there was fight, but the leaders, they come face to face with them. And if the leader, one of the leaders is killed, Buddha means one party must be going to fight. Then the war is finished. The main party, chief person is now killed, so there is no war. So, Yudhesha Palayana. Those who are taking part in administration and politics, they must be of this quality. Very chivalrous, brave. They have to learn. It's all this quality. That's like the first class men. They are being trained up as self-controlling the mind, controlling the senses. And these second class men, they should be trained up how to fight. Because fighting them, we do not place this bogus idea that there will be no fight. No. That fight will be there, so long the human society. But what power one should fight? And that training should be. Not unnecessary. In the history of India, we find there were two fights. One with Ravana and another the Kurukshetra fight. Not at the whims of the leaders. He has got some idea and declare one and engage people. And he said, and the people are there. Therefore, these leaders, this administration, they require to be guided by the first class. So everything will be possible. Provided our this heart is clean, and that can be done by this perforation of this Hari Vishnu. So then everything is automatically done. So my request is that if we get some encouragement from the authorities, we can push this movement a little more vigorous. Otherwise, we have no source. We simply sell our books, and whatever we get, by that we maintain ourselves, we publish again books, or we open new centers. There is no encouragement from the authors. But very important movement. And try to understand it, and it possibly help us. Right? Yes. That is our discussion. Bring prasad. If you have got any further inquiry, I can try.
No, I really don't think I do. I think I'd like to learn more about you.
Thank you.
But I have enjoyed coming to talk and listen to you. Appreciate it.
No, you can hear. You too. Thank you, Professor. That all proves innocence. In your country, I've got so many nice fruits.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and grain and meal. So much nice things. You can avoid me too, very easily. As they have given them.
They look very good, but I need to eat them.
Somebody was bringing them for me.
Well, perhaps we could provide him with some of our literature, and that will inform the board. Yes. Amen. Sir, Jagadish, you need some talk?
Cake over at the temple on the Emerson Street, and I'm being well fed this morning.
And we'll be putting our program right there in the park. For example, we'll be chanting our simple instruments. We'll want to stir some simple vegetarian, like a drink and some fruit. And discuss this philosophy among some people. We find it very successful in the colleges in the country.
Yeah.
We think that around the Great Lakes here will be.
No, well, we want this house just to keep them for some time to associate. That is temporary for 1 hour, 2 hours. But I wish they should come and live with us for some time. Then it will be a bit more. That is, therefore, I wanted the house like this.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time.
I also thank you for your time for coming here. Can keep his card.
Pray. Yeah. Say what? My wife may take a place on.
So you can take another for your wife.
Oh, this is fine. Thank you very much.
Now, thanks for giving this house to me. You can, you realize you can be.
Yeah. They're in a position, they have many such buildings for us.
Yeah.
It's not this one, they can give it all to us.
Yeah. Very good. You can keep 500.
They also seem to have their.
I know.
This is very welcome to you.
Huh?
You sound very welcome.
Ah, I'm sorry. invite all the young men to come and live with us for some time. And simply dancing with the legs, we can read the books in this country.
Prabhupada, of course, it would be beneficial if we had such a big building, but why can't we do it with the present building?
We cannot accommodate many men.
But at least we should be able to attract.
Let's do this. This is only means to say, Kalo Nasivu 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 Kadivam. There is not a second one.
The point I'm bringing up to you, Prabhupada, is that just like the program you're proposing, practically speaking.
My idea is I want to draw the attention of the authority. If they cooperate, then we can push on our movement more.
So with our present location here, we cannot...
No, that we can do in a larger scale. We are doing it in a small scale, it is going on. But if we get some support from the authorities, we can push on in a larger scale.
Yes.
We are not going to stop.
The point is we need a larger scale.
Yes.
And he comes from the government.
Right. And if there is good result, then God has just like they have caught Mahasi's movement.
Yeah, they are supporting the government.
We are not being supported. Why? We have not come to notice.
Exactly.